Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ravi Hutsisingh. Ravi, I need your website, please.
RaviUnites.com. RaviUnites.com.
Can they find all the things that you do there? And some of the posts are all about your upcoming book, right?
As I'm writing the book, I'm extracting stuff from that now and putting it out as blog posts.
I call it serializing. Serializing, yeah. And the book's going to be called Pivot, right?
Yeah. The book is called Pivot, right? And it's with a focus on lifelong learning and how we create lifelong learners so that they can pivot through life.
And what we're talking about, folks, is the fact that the coronavirus pandemic has pulled back the shroud over some of the weaknesses in our system, not only for education, but also for telemedicine, also for working. Ravi, I've had more than one CEO on this show say to me, My people are working better from home than when they were in the office. So tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent. So, more and more people are going to be working from home, and their kids are going to be studying from home. I think this in-school, face-to-face experience is important. But when COVID-21 hits us, we're not going to shut down like we did this time. But there may be a variation of it, and we need to be prepared technologically, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. I believe that school is not just a building where kids go. It's part of the way we've constructed modern civilization. I mean, parents depend on their children to be occupied for 6 to 8 hours a day, and they go to work, and it's really part of that construct. But to your point, now we are being, woken up to everybody's going to be working, from home. Kids will be studying more at home. Parents will be working more at home. Doesn't necessarily make it easier because parents – I can't necessarily work at the same time and be on top of their children, making sure that they're doing their work. But it is, we're seeing that happen. That's what COVID-19 is forcing that response. But then to your point, there is something very valuable that's missing in the world today, which is the conversation around the water cooler, the idea that happens around the boardroom when we're all there, and the experiences that happen in the classroom. So I think we're going to move into a hybrid form of life. And in education, that means that what goes on in school has to be the experiential part of education. And technology, if you are successful with ubiquity and broadband, as we need to be, then we have the decentralization and democratization of knowledge, which can be delivered to everybody on an equal standpoint in their homes or even in their schools, but in the digital realm.
One of the things that we decided a long time ago in this country was that everybody has a right to an education, that you will have education made available to you. Today, we're a little bit behind the curve on making that happen in the 21st century because of the lack of ubiquity of broadband out to the last mile. There's another thing that I've been pointing out for the last year, personally, in my personal life and in my professional life, and that is that there are last mile communities, not just people, not just households, last mile communities, and those are the ones where AT&T and Comcast and companies like that don't make the same investment per capita as they make in the big cities. And so there's no redundancy in those areas. By the time the speed, the broadband does get out toward the last mile, is so weak it's almost not useful. That's another thing that's been revealed, and I think that's something that's also going to be part of what the pivot's going to be about in education.
Well, absolutely. It's not only so weak at the end, but think about how many devices now each of us have in our homes that are tapping into that network. You know, it's not just our cell phones and our computers, but it's our smart TVs, it's our thermostats, it's our light bulbs. It's everything is requiring and tapping into that. It's like the average household has something like 30 devices.
And don't forget the virtual digital assistants, the DVAs. I mean, that's the VDAs. Yes. That's growing heads over heels. And by the way, one last word. 5G is not going to save us, folks. It's a good tool, but it's not going to save us. Yeah. Hey, Ravi, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I would love to, Jim. Anytime you'll have me, I'll be on.
Good job. RaviUnites.com is the website, RAVIUnites.com. Check it out. We'll get Ravi back again real soon, and he'll keep us posted on how things are going. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.